Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Center in San Francisco, California, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking boxing history straight up, first up, with the first cruiserweight champion in history, Marvin Campbell. Very well-spoken, articulate, the first 190-pound champion, because back in the day, when the cruiserweight division was brought to life by the WBC, I think, first, it was 190 pounds. Now it's 200 pounds. But we'll talk with Marvin Campbell. He's got a new book out called Warrior in the Ring. He was a blast to talk with on the phone. I'm sure it'll be a blast on the radio. So we'll have Marvin, I guess, in about 10, 12 minutes here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. And, of course, we're also going to talk UFC 184, the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey. Man, taking on Kat Zagano. Kat Zagano's making a lot of money. According to published reports, and the UFC's backing it up, she's making like $1 million to challenge Ronda Rousey. All of a sudden, you know, we were knocking the UFC, and the UFC was getting sued by different fighters for not paying, laying down the bucks. Well, guess what? They're laying down the bucks now. Of course, it all starts on UFC Fight Pass. That's at 7 p.m. Pacific. Take that back, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 o'clock on the West Coast. Then we go to Fox Sports 1 at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then, of course, at 7 p.m., we go Pacific with pay-per-view, UFC 184. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use TechErase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used TechErase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Apollo's seen you fight.
He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that, you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight, but thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it. You know.
Do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, young man, that's a groove.
Soulful and the quickest is a true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi, it's decoded in my DNA.
The great Tom Bose with East Bay Soul. The East Bay Soul debut album, of course, came out about 3 years ago. Greg Adams, the Tower of Power alumni, the original, of course, and Horn Arrangement. Now with East Bay Soul and doing this thing, they have a second album out called East Bay Soul 2.0. Check it out at eastbaysoul.com. Want to mention this, get the bad news out of the way to begin with, and I noticed it was a very, very small piece on the internet, but Fight News did bring it up. Want to give them some props on that one. Oscar El Torito Diaz passed away on Thursday at the age of 32 in San Antonio, Texas. Diaz, according to Fight News here, is an all-exciting, all-action fighter with a career mark of 26-3 and 12 KOs. Last fought in July 2008 against Delvin Rodriguez in the ESPN2 televised event. Diaz underwent brain surgery and spent months in a coma after that and never really recovered. According to the San Antonio Express, the cause of death was complications arising from pneumonia. So may he rest in peace, Oscar Diaz. Remember I told you over the years about how undisciplined, for the most part, Cuban fighters are? They just are. I mean, they come over here, and I mean, if you're living on raisins and cashews, and that's like the stuff, the best stuff you got, raisins and cashews and, you know, a couple eggs here and there, and food's not all that plentiful, and then you come to the United States, and they're giving you like a credit card, and you go to McDonald's like as many times as you want, okay? These guys go as many times as they want. And this Orlando Solis, he was an Olympic gold medalist. I think he weighed in at 271 pounds for a fight. 271 pounds when he draw. I mean, good Lord. I mean, the guy's only 5'10", okay? Reminds me of Dio Belis Hurtado, the 140-pounder contender, of course, from Miami through Cuba. Back in the, I guess, circa 2000, Harold Smith had him. We were working him out of one of the Miami Beach hotels down there on South Beach. And I went to run with him in the morning, and I kept smelling booze. When we run in the morning, I'm smelling booze. I'm smelling alcohol like at 5:30 in the morning. So I thought it was the trainer, and it wasn't the trainer. It was the fighter. And that's just the way, I guess, that, you know, if you're so deprived, per se, and you don't get the things that we normally get or would easily get or can get access to, and then they give it to you, that's like a kid in a candy store, or a kid in a candy store for the first time in his life. So straight up, Cuban's not all that disciplined. But this promoter, Ahmet Oner, says that Solis is done. He's a shame for Cuban boxing. I will throw him to the wolves. What does that mean? He got TKO'd 9, of course, against Tony the Tiger Thompson. Thompson's like 6'7" and weighed like 240 or something like that. And this guy's like 5'10 and weighed 271. What does that tell you? Lack of discipline. Speaking of discipline, it's all on the line 1 week from today, March the 7th, of course, live from MGM Grand. For some reason, I thought this fight card was coming out of Madison Square Garden. I must have been dreaming. My nostalgia, of course, March 7th, 1971, the date of the big fight, the epic fight, the greatest fight in the history of boxing. I'm talking about two undefeated heavyweight champions going at it and smoking Joe Frazier, the establishment guy, and, of course, the people's champion, Muhammad Ali. Joe Frazier would knock Muhammad down in the 15th round after rattling his cage, and I think of the 11th round really hurt him in the 11th round with that big left hook, and, of course, came back in the 15th round. But Joe would win the first fight. Ali would win the second and the third fight. And when it came down to history, Ali's got a greater place in boxing history than just Joe Frazier does, even though Joe was the first guy to beat him, because just things happen. And, you know, I told you before that Yank Durham, the guy that was guiding Joe Frazier, he put it to Ali's people like this, Herbert Muhammad. Of course, that was the son of Elijah Muhammad, the guy that was the head of the Nation of Islam, and they promoted or co-managed or whatever. Anyway, Herbert was his manager, and Yank Durham, Frazier's guy, went to Muhammad and said, you know, if you don't want to fight us in March of 1971, you're going to have to wait till 1973. And Ali didn't want to wait another year and a half, and they went for the bluff. And they took it and went on March 7th, 1971, in a fight that Muhammad Ali probably wasn't all that fully prepared for. I mean, he only had two fights back, the fight with Jerry Quarry, which was very, how can I put that, short, three rounds and a cut. And then, of course, the 14-round pummeling of the late Oscar Bonavena. But straight up, he wasn't ready for that fight. His legs weren't in it, and showed in the second and third fight when he beat Joe Frazier. In fact, in that second fight, had Tony Perez, the referee, not been so he made a mistake. He jumped in and stopped the fight before the bell rang. And Joe Frazier was, like, all over the place. Joe was ready to go. And of course, George had already been knocked out by George Foreman, so he was susceptible. He was ready. But what really, really, I think, cracked the Joe Frazier nut was the pounding he took from Ali in that first fight. Spent a lot of time in the hospital. Ali had a swollen jaw. It wasn't broken, but it was swollen, severely swollen. But Joe was all messed up. Joe got hit, like, a lot. And Joe was one of those guys that would fight with his face. He wasn't afraid to take a punch because, of course, the late heavyweight champion out of the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, and, of course, it's not he who has a statue in the center of Philadelphia. It's the guy that you just heard coming into this break. Yo, yo, yo. Talking about Stallone. Sylvester Stallone's got a statue in Philadelphia. So they're trying to change that in Philly as I speak. But they've been talking about it for years. And, of course, they were saying that when Joe was alive. Now Joe's dead. Nothing's happening. The best Joe Frazier story I think I can tell you, though, before we go to the break. This is pretty cool. Get this. He's at the gym in Philadelphia, Joe Frazier's gym, and he goes berserk. Something went off, and Joe went nuts. So he threw everybody out of the gym. Even the guys that were sparring had to leave the gym with their gloves and their trunks on and their cups on. So guys had to come back the next day to get their clothes, their wallets, etc. When Joe was hot, Joe was hot. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe, I know you don't like to talk in a moment like this, but you're getting $2.5 million. Will that make any difference in the way you're going to fight?
Well, it gives me inspiration to do a little more, you know, and go far a little more, and I feel good about it.
There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
The man of the hour is the first recognized cruiserweight champion in professional boxing history as far as world titles are concerned, Marvin Camel. Marvin, a very good morning to you, sir, or good afternoon on the East Coast.
Yes, very good. Well, I tell you, there's a little bit of rain out here, and the work I do, I had to go out and wash a house today, but then I use a lot less water that way.
Well, I guess you do, but we don't have any rain out here, per se, so we're having, like, drought issues here on the West Coast. So if you can send us some of that rain, I think we dig it. Now,
I'll tell you what, it'll be there.
The cruiserweight division was 190 pounds when you won the title, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now it's 200 pounds. Why was there a switch made, you know?
Well, the thing is, I think the people that wanted to get into the cruiserweight were above 200 pounds and had that hard time getting down to that below 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, 190 pounds. But to me, it was an easy chore, and I don't know why they moved it.
Well, you know what? It's funny is that we're talking with Marvin Camel, folks, and he's got a great book out that's written by Brian D'Ambrosio. And,
correct.
It's called Warrior in the Ring. And, of course, he turned pro back in 1973. You were from Montana, right?
I was born and raised on the Flathead Reservation in Montana. That's one of seven.
Mm-hmm.
One of seven reservations in Montana, and they produced the first cruiserweight champion of the world.
Yeah, and, of course, you beat Matt Parlov, and that was back in 1980. But I got to bring you back to, I think it was 1981. You were here in San Francisco. You fought in San Francisco against Bash Ali, and people thought that Bash was going to beat you, and you came in here, and you beat Bash pretty easy over 12 rounds. Do you remember that at the Cow Palace?
Boy, you know, I probably remember every bout I've been in, and, like, Bash Ali was slated to beat Marvin Camel. But that's my whole life, from the start to the finish. I was always put up there as a fill-in, but lo and behold, I always came out the champion.
I like that. That's a great attitude. Of course, you have to have that attitude in boxing, because if you don't make it, if you don't make the move and say, this is me, you just get lost in the crowd. You know that.
Well, you know, the way I trained, and I started when I was 11 years old as an amateur, but the way I trained, I trained when I was an amateur for 2 hours a day, and I trained 10 rounds, hard rounds. And when I turned pro, I would train 40 rounds a day, but then I would only have to fight 15 rounds. That's when they had 15-rounders. Mm-hmm. And they pulled the rug up from under my feet when they turned that, knocked it down to 12 rounds, because I was always ready to go the distance, whether I knocked the guy out before the 15th round or it's my attitude. I'm out to win. And that's what made boxing for me, even today, so joyful.
Hmm. Marvin Campbell's a guest. The book's called Warrior in the Ring, and I'll get to some publishing issues on how to get that and all that kind of good stuff. I think Ron Marshall's got some signed copies over there at Puget Libre across the pond. We've got a boxing historian that sort of guided me your way, so I really want to thank Ron Marshall, and I'm going to have Brian on the show in the next couple of weeks as well. So what brought about the book? How did the book come to fruition?
Well, you know, Brian is a well-known author in Montana. And I moved out of Montana, and Brian was thinking about me probably 4 or 5 years ago by writing a book. And as time went on, and I moved out of Montana, then he kind of wondered where I went. So he started researching my background and what I've done and where I did and where I'm going. So one day he just got an inkling one day, and he said, Marvin, he called me up and says, I want to get a book written about you. So how do we go about it? Do I come down there, or do you come up here, or we talked on the phone for countless hours about what I did in my past and what I planned on doing in the future. Then one day he showed up down here, and he spent a week here in Florida. And we walked around, and I showed him where I live and the people that I meet every day and how I get along and why I left Montana and why am I down here in Florida. So he said, well, he's got a lot to talk about. So he went back to Montana and started formulating this story. And I tell you this much, that Brian D'Ambrosio, he is one hell of an author. He's one hell of a writer that could, once you pick up that book, you can't put it down. And it's not really pertaining to the bouts I've had or my fight career, but it's just the Marvin Campbell and what it takes to become a world champion.
Well, I think you showed the grit and the determination was there going 15 rounds. Are you, of course, you come from that 15-round era. Is that the true championship distance? Are these 12-round fights an aberration of professional boxing or what?
Yeah, I think it's just not real. I mean, when you talk about professional boxing, you're talking about 15-rounders. I've won the United States title and the North American Boxing Association title, they were 12-rounders. They were getting me ready for the big one. And when the big one came, I was ready for that. And unfortunately, we fought Mati Parlov in his home yard, and the fight was called a draw. But that's okay. I didn't lose.
Marvin Campbell's our guest. The book is called Warrior in the Ring. Now, you're in Florida, and are you training fighters down there? Are you involved in boxing still or what?
Well, I tell you what, you know, my life right now is trying to get into the boxing scene with the younger kids. And probably about 4 years ago, I started training with another guy at one of these local gyms. And it's unfortunate the way it turned out that once the kids start coming in, then I got booted out. I didn't really get booted out, but he worked it in a way where he was charging the kids for the training, but once the kids starts coming in, then he didn't need me anymore. But that's okay. I don't hold it against him. But I'm going to, right today, I'm trying to get into training young kids at another gym. It's called Title Boxing, and it's about 30 miles from where I live. But I've got to get back into that mode of operations because I was born a boxer. I should stay a boxer, and my life should surround the word boxing because that's what I did. That's where I made my name.
You know, we're talking with Marvin Campbell, the first cruiserweight champion in history, folks. I got to tell you, I went to a boxing gym in the Mission the other day in the Mission District of San Francisco. It was largely a Hispanic neighborhood when I was a kid. Now the yuppies and the hipsters have moved in. But the bottom line is the gym was charging $75 for kids. I said, this is a kid's gym? He goes, yeah, $75. Gleason's gym, I think, in New York City is $100. So it's $75 or $100. The only – I want to give props to the Ring of Honor, and I think they're out of Brisbane, California, and they're also they have a gym in Brisbane and one in San Francisco. But the only gym in Northern California that offers free training for kids and takes care of them as far as scholarships and things like that is concerned. So they deserve their props. But having worked with the youth, I'm telling you, Marvin – it's very frustrating sometimes when you knock heads with the young people. I mean, teaching them old values like discipline and you know, having to run in the rain and things like that. Marvin, I still run in the rain if I can. I mean, if it happens to run, my running day and it rains, I'm going out to run probably. Put on a hood and I'm just going to go out and run. Because I did it normally, okay? Most fighters don't even want to get out in the rain anymore. When I watch guys in the gym, they don't put forth the effort that I did, and I was only fighting amateur Golden Glove Championship fights.
You know, my raising, I'm from Montana, and all the roads up there are uphill. Even downhill is uphill. And I tell you, I ran, and my record of running every day is 5 years. Wow. And when I was living in Montana, I would run the back roads. I would run the mountain roads. I would run and run and run and run. I had 5 years every day. And today, I mean, in order to become a world champion, you have got to train like a world champion. You can't train like a contender. We had probably the highest person in Montana that ever become a contender. He could become number one in the world, Roger Rouse. But he could never get over that hump, because he lived in a neighborhood where there's a lot of drinking and carousing and the drinking of the beer. And once that happens, you're not going anywhere. You can always make it to number one in life. Anybody can make it to number one, but getting over that one hump, the last little hump of becoming the world champion, that's going to take a little extra motivation, not coming from the people, but it's got to come within oneself. And, you know, when I started boxing as an amateur, I started boxing at the VFW Club in Polson, Montana. And I was never charged a penny to get in there being trained. My dad was there, and a couple of high-ranking amateurs were there as far as trainers are concerned. But for me, I didn't have to pay 1 cent in order to become who I became by the gyms that I used.
And you know, neither did I. I mean, Newman's gym here in the city, they used to tell us it was $10 and a month, and they never collected it until Billy Newman sort of got sick and moved on, and they had some manager come in. He used to try to collect $10 a month, but we sort of skirted past that as well. So the PAL gym, when I was with the SFPD here in San Francisco, we had free boxing, and it's just not happening. And I think that, you know, in order to promote boxing and bring a boxing back to NBC and CBS, and I guess ABC can't be too far behind. Spike TV is going to run a boxing series. So boxing is going to come back to the mainstream. I'm hoping it can come back to the neighborhoods, to the hood, because that's where we need to develop talent. We need to develop some of that aggression and turn some of that aggression into good stuff and make good athletes out of these guys. And even if they don't want to become champions, you and I both know boxing makes men out of boys.
You know, it was kind of funny because, you know, as I was growing up, I was in the boxing, started at 11 years old, and I boxed through grade school, and I trained just as much as I did as when I turned pro. But coming up and learning how to box and running those hills, you don't have time to get out there and raise Cain. Because if you want to get up there and run it again tomorrow, and if you don't have the energy, then it's going to dwindle off to nothingness. So I feel that by staying with the game and getting out there and having the motivation, and, I, you know, even as a pro, when I was fighting pro, I didn't have a whole lot of sparring with other pros. I was in a place by myself in the little Montana town of Missoula, Montana, hitting the bag, doing the rope, hitting the speed bag, hitting the rope, running, hitting the bag. And then when the time came, my first fight in Las Vegas, $375. Hmm. But that was a start. That was the start of my climb to the top. Because I went to many, many fights in Las Vegas. And the 21st fight that I had in Las Vegas, I became the World Cruiserweight Champion. Undefeated in Las Vegas.
You know what?
But you got to have that motivation. You know, it can't be instilled by people sitting off to the side. It's got to come within.
You're right. Marvin Campbell, we wish you the very best. Warrior in the ring. We're going to get Brian and D'Ambrosio on the show. And I wish you the best of luck. And say hello to Norma for me. She sounds like a wonderful lady.
I sure will. She's sitting there looking at me, waiting to get on the phone. But I said, you know, they got their filled up, and they're fighting for to get every professional on the radio to let them know who's who.
Got to run, Marvin. Thanks for the call. Marvin Campbell, former Cruiserweight Champion. This is Sports Byline. Got to know.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews of today's stars and past sports legends is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Players, managers, coaches, broadcasters, commissioners, and owners talk about their teams, games, careers, unforgettable moments, and disappointments in this unique collection of original full-length interviews. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
John Lynch joins us on Sports Byline. He played 15 seasons in the National Football League. When you hear me say that number, 15 years in the NFL, how much are you impressed by it, John?
When you're playing, you're so invested and you're so worried about each and every day that you really never stop and take a time to look back. Considering I was a third-round draft pick out of Stanford, you know, the fact that I carved out a career in which I was blessed enough to play for 15 years in this league, I feel incredibly blessed. I worked incredibly hard to make that happen, and I never felt like it was a job. I loved every second of it.
These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. At sportsbyline.com, you'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Ray Lucas joins us on Sports Byline. He played 8 seasons for the New England Patriots, New York Jets, Miami Dolphins. Ray, let's go back and talk a little bit about your career.
Quarterback in the NFL, sustained some serious injuries. I was taking the pain pills. I was feeling pretty good. I stopped taking them, and I found myself on the floor, shaking, stomach ache, flu-like symptoms. That was my first taste of withdrawal.
It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Who's that lady?
209,
you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts this segment. Who is that lady? Ronda Rousey, the rowdy one, of course, undefeated. She's a monster. She's a beautiful monster. I think that's the best way I could put that. I mean, she's just gorgeous. She's easy to look at. She posed nude recently, and I think ESPN Magazine or Playboy somewhere. Anyway, she's done some topless stuff, and why not? I mean, she's got it. If you got it, baby, just like Sammy Davis Jr. told me, flaunt it. If you got it, flaunt it. Anyway, the bottom line is Ronda Rousey in the big fight eventually, if she can get by Kat Sagan tonight, will be with Cyborg Santos, okay? And of course, Cyborg Santos is a, Cyborg means like half man, half creation. And she was like half man and half steroid. So she was like non-female. She was like, she looked like a dude. She did. And for years, we all suspected that she was on steroids. Everybody, like, it was like the worst kept secret in mixed martial arts. This chick from Brazil that had the back of a dude, okay? And, of course, she's gotten rid of the cyborg thing now. She tried to drop that. She was a former Strikeforce women's featherweight champ at 145 pounds. And she fought Gina Carano, of course, the movie star, now the former MMA fighter. She fought Gina, and she beat Gina so bad she should have been arrested for domestic violence. Oh, man. And she just humiliated Gina Carano. Gina Carano more of a kickboxer than she is an MMA artist. And once Cyborg got her down, it was all over. I mean, she was just so strong, so much bigger. Her shoulders were so much wider. I'm telling you, this Cyborg Santos, she is a freak of nature. But she's also benefited from performance-enhancing drugs. So I don't know that, you know, that she's going to beat Ronda Rousey. I don't think she can make 135 pounds. At least she says she can't. She's only making 145 now. But if she can make 135, more power to her, because I think that would be the big super fight, and that would be the fight that Ronda wants to go out with. Ronda wants that fight. You heard her talk about it in the coming into this segment. She really wants that fight. That's the fight that she wants, of course. But tonight, she's got to deal with a lady that can fight as well, and Kat Sagano. Kat Sagano is like making $1 million, and Ronda's making less money, I think, as far as a guarantee is concerned, but she's getting a portion of the pay-per-view. So both these chicks are getting over $1 million. The main event, UFC 184. Wasn't it just like 6 months ago when guys were getting like 80 grand in the main events of UFC events, or rumored to get like 100 grand? Didn't Ronda get like $100,000 for she headlined the card in Vegas and got $100,000. $100,000. That's what the official paycheck from the Nevada State Athletic Commission was. But, of course, I believe that's how can we put that? There's probably some casino options, or she's get some stock in the casinos, of course, that the Fertitta brothers run. The Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, are co-owners of the UFC along with Dana White. Dana White owns 10%. The Dubai government owns 13%. The Fertitta brothers own the rest. And Kat Sagano is the real deal. She is. I mean, she's never lost a fight. 9-0, 5 knockouts, 3 submissions. She's won 1 decision. And yet, you know, she's an underdog, 32-year-old underdog against this phenom that we call Ronda Rousey. And, of course, Ronda's like unbeaten as well. And Ronda's upped her game because it was all about the arm bar. She was nothing but judo originally. She was like, she'd get these guys, yeah, guys in the gym. She was beating up guys in the gym. In fact, there was a YouTube video up of her beating up on former Armenian world champion Viktor Chinian. And Vic said, oh, no chick can throw me. And she threw Vic like 6 times in a row. So after getting thrown by this woman 6 times, he decides, okay, let's do the grappling. So they went down, you know, to grapple on the mat. And that's when Ronda locked him in an armbar in about 35 seconds. And, you know, he tapped out. And, of course, it was up on YouTube for like a half a minute. But Ronda Rousey, probably the most prolific fighter right now in the world of mixed martial arts. I mean, she is. I mean, she's like 28 years old, of course, Riverside, California. Venice Beach is where she lives, but she's 5'7". She's 135 pounds. She's the real deal. And as I said, it started off as being all judo. It was judo this, judo that, because her mother was the former world judo champion, and she was the only woman ever in the history of the United States to ever medal in judo at the Olympics. She got a bronze in 2008. Remember when she ripped on Michael Phelps after that? Anyway, But she is the most prolific fighter in MMA right now. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and that topless thing probably didn't hurt any. And I've always been of the opinion that you could bring sex into mixed martial arts and into boxing to an extent. Because if you've got good-looking chicks, it adds an element to the fight where it didn't before. Because if you've got a lot of women that look like they need to shave, you know, like Scott Cuddy, you're not probably not going to want to, you know, damn, no, I don't know. Well, you know, who wants to fight? Who wants to watch girls look like guys? You don't want to see that, okay? But if you've got beautiful women, and Casagrande's a pretty attractive girl herself, and Ronda Rousey and people like that, and Misha Tate. Misha Tate's not hard to look at. A lot of these women are not hard to look at, okay? There's just no doubt about it. They're easy to look at. And I think that's going to make a crossover eventually with women. More and more women will be interested in MMA because it'll be their sport. Don't you understand? It will be their sport. It's their sport now. And you watching women fight in the cage, you watch women fight in the rings, whether it's MMA or boxing in a ring, okay? But you watch women fight and they know the entire world is watching them and is probably going to judge their entire sport on this one fight. In other words, I'm watching women fight maybe for the first time. If it sucks, if these girls fight like girls and, you know, Paul Lind or something like that, you turn their back and run, okay, probably not going to go over too well. But if they stand there and fight and they really gut it out and they show that, you know, they truly are warriors, guess what? Women are going to get off on this as they do in boxing. And I think there'll be a big crossover. And I think the world of mixed martial arts will expand even more. I mean, it's probably the fastest growing sport in the world. No doubt about it. I mean, the UFC is all over the world now. They're opening gyms and they've got like the UFC India, the Ultimate Fighter India, and Australia and England and Ireland and all these different places. They all got their own reality TV shows and they've got their own fighters on TV. So, I mean, it's like, bam, the UFC can't do anything wrong as far as their marketing is concerned because it's the best of worldwide wrestling, the World Wrestling Federation, Vince McMahon. It's his blueprint with real fights to an extent because that's what he's working off of. I think he's working off Vince McMahon's blueprint. I'm talking about Dana White. Of course, he's got a lot of turns and swerves and things like that, and he does things his own way. But originally, I think it was, you know, a blueprint of the McMahon WWF type of thing. So now, as we look at the UFC, a $1 billion entity. I remember when it lost like $35 million straight up, $35 million. They were talking about trying to sell it. Nobody wanted to buy it. They couldn't give it away, okay? And then, of course, they went to Spike TV, and the rest was history. Went to Spike TV and became like an iconic part of the American mainstream because, you know, when you look at MMA fighters, they're American looking. They're young. In other words, they're young kids with tattoos and they look like the kid down the street or with the earrings and things like that. You know, so they look like average America. And they are, for the most part, bringing a lot of Caucasians into combat sports because in boxing, you know, there weren't too many. Let's be honest. They always looked for the great white hope. Why do you think they were always looking for the great white hope? Huh? Because Caucasians sell more tickets than black fighters do. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry, I said it. That's just the way it is. But in the world of mixed martial arts, we've got Caucasians, we've got Brazilians. Of course, they originally took over the game of mixed martial arts, the UFC, the people like Royce Gracie and those guys down there out of Brazil. And, of course, Anderson Silva, until he got popped by Chris Weidman, knocked out the first time, and then Weidman broke his leg the second time, and then he tested positive for steroids against Nick Diaz January 31st, and it was a comeback fight, so the iconic fighter that he is, the greatest fighter in all of Brazil, is not. He is a cheat. There's no way to get around it, okay? And, of course, he's going to say, and I've been predicting this for weeks, is that he will go before the Nevada State Athletic Commission and use what the CIA calls the Central Intelligence Agency, if you didn't know what CIA means. The CIA calls plausible denial. In other words, I didn't know. I didn't know what they were. They were giving me something, but I didn't know what it was. Yeah, there were two anabolic steroids in Anderson Silva's system. And get this, they found it a month before the fight, and they found it the night of the fight. So it wasn't like he was clean come fight time, and he was dirty a month before. Okay, he was dirty all along. And he's going to say that some doctor recommended it to him, and it was prescribed, and it was part of his recovery process from that broken leg. And I understand all that, and it's probably justified, right? To use steroids to recover from a broken leg. It probably is, okay? But not, it shouldn't be in your system, in your urinary tract and things like that. It shouldn't be there, you know, a month before the fight and come fight time, of course, in the biggest fight of his life. That was the biggest fight of his life. And now it's no longer even in the record book. It's been snatched. It's been removed. It's no longer a part of history. It was just a fight that never took place, a no contest. That is what the Nevada City Athletic Commission and Bill Bennett ended up ruling the fight, of course. And Nick Diaz, good old Nick, Nick popped dirty for weed. I can't believe that. Nick Diaz, who's been caught with medical marijuana in his system like every fight he's ever had, I think. I don't think he's ever come up actually clean. But who cares? He's got Asperger syndrome. Asperger's, I believe is how it's spelled, or maybe a double S. Anyway, it's an emotional issue in which you have problems dealing with people in public, and you just have problems, you know, interacting with people. So when he doesn't show up to events and things like that, we sort of realize that that's just Nick. But as far as him being Mr. THC, I mean, do we really have to speculate on that? We know what it's all about. I mean, that's Nick Diaz. Speaking of Nick, will he fight again? Made about $600,000 or $700,000 fighting Anderson Silva. I don't know. Maybe the time has come for the warrior from Stockton, California to hang it up. I mean, his brother, Nate Diaz, has not looked good of late. Nick really hasn't looked good of late. So, I mean, both the Diaz brothers appear to be on the slide, and they don't, they're certainly not at their peak. So it would be interesting to see what Cesar Gracie, the trainer extraordinaire and manager out of Stockton, California, does with the Diaz brothers. Nick and Nate Diaz, iconic figures in the world of mixed martial arts. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, UFC 184 just hours away. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, live from the house that Ronda built. That's right, the Staples Center, Los Angeles, California, UFC 184. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? Why not? You can take Ring Talk Live Worldwide anywhere you go. You can take it live, delayed, old shows, new shows. We got it all. Go to iHeartRadio.com, look for Ring Talk, and you got it going on. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The best things in life are free.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Star Trek. The iconic figure that is Leonard Nimoy, of course, Dr. Spock, passed away, died Friday. The final tweet from the great man, and he was a brilliant guy. I mean, he directed some great movies, and of course, he was typecast by that Spock role, but, you know, he was part of history, and he's an iconic figure, and he'll always be remembered, but this is his final tweet. Quote, Leonard Nimoy, "A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory. Live long and prosper." Of course, that is his great saying, live long and prosper. Straight up, we miss him already, 83 years young, and he's gone at 83 because he was old? No. He's gone because he smoked cigarettes, and I'm going to go into a rant on that one. No, I'm not. But I lost my mother, my stepfather, a couple of uncles, two aunts, and many close friends from cigarette smoking. So anybody out there that smokes this close to me, you know I'm begging you to stop. Now, let's go back to, of course, the UFC. Last week, UFC Fight Night, live from Brazil on Fox Sports 1. My man, Francisco Mir, yeah, came back. Frank Mir the III knocked out Antonio Silva, Bigfoot Silva. You know that good-looking guy? I call him the model. Knocked him out in one round, a minute and 40 seconds with some vicious strikes once he got him on the ground. But he clipped him with a punch. He hooked off the jab. It was boxing 101. That's right, boxing 101. And that's what's sort of taking over now in the world of mixed martial arts. Guys are learning how to box, and they can do the stand-up thing, see? And when you can box standing up and you've got guys that can only wrestle or get you on the ground and beat you up, ground and pound, guess what? You've got an advantage. And Frank Mir, a left-hander, naturally, he turned into a right-hander, and he jabbed with the left hand and then hooked off the jab. And when you hook off the jab, if you do it right, very few guys can, but if you do it right, it's a deadly punch, and it was deadly for Antonio Silva as the model was knocked out in a minute and 40 seconds. Michael Johnson was the winner on the card, defeated Edson Barboza by decision. And Barboza, I thought his chin was supposed to fail. Michael Johnson said he's got a pretty good chin. Sam Alvey looked great, beating Cesar Ferrara. Cesar Ferrara was a big prospect out of Brazil. He was undefeated. It was a lightweight bout. Take it back, a middleweight bout, 185, and the time was 3:34 of round number one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, much peace, much respect, and thanks for Scott Cuddy for pulling me through this one.